The question is, does a travel trailer without a motor constitute a homestead for long-term care Medicaid eligibility? This person says their loved one are living in a travel trailer after the home flooded, and there's likely no money to buy a house or home or to fix the current one. And I think PII addressed this yesterday, and the answer is yes, it can constitute a homestead. If you look at the eligibility handbook, section F3111, it gives the guidance that the home can be real or personal property, it can be fixed or mobile, and it can be located on land or water. So you can have a trailer, or you can have, like I said, a boat, but you've got to also have the residency. You've got to live there. You can't just put it on there and not occupy it just because it was on the same place that the house used to be. So yes, you can use a trailer as, you can use a trailer, whether it's mobile or not, as a homestead.
This is a good example of a question that can be answered both by federal and state law. I had a case recently involving exempting a piece of land that the client owned when they didn't own a mobile home, but they lived in a mobile home that someone else owned on their land. The Texas law and policy manual do not address that. So I looked in the SSI POMS, and it did address it just exactly right in our favor. The SSI POMS is incorporated by reference by the rules of the Texas Medicaid. So keep that in mind. There are rules that are in Texas Medicaid that are not in the handbook. Now, next we have a question. I have a case where there is no defense to a MERC claim. No defense to a MERC claim. Also, the children don't want to sell their parents' home anytime soon. The children will either pitch in to keep the house up, or one child or other relative may live in the house. What will happen if the children just ignore MERC and continue to occupy the house for years? Is there some time after which the file will be closed and then you might later go and get a release? Is trying to wait out MERC, wait out a MERC claim, a good strategy? Well, several things to keep in mind here. be sure to advise the client that as a creditor, the estate recovery program has the right to initiate what's called a creditor administration. They can, if there's a will, they can move to probate or apply to probate the will. If there's not a will, they can apply for a creditor administration in heirship. And the fact that the agency has not been doing that in the past doesn't mean they never will. So be sure and talk to the client about that. But on the other hand, consider whether the Medicaid claim is close to or more than the value of the property. If so, what do you have to lose by just occupying the property, using it for what it's worth, and ignoring the claim? That's one consideration. Now, another question to be considered is, assuming that you've got someone's going to occupy the property, consider whether the homestead exemption, who should have the homestead exemption. One possible trap there is that your client may say, well, we've got a homestead exemption from mom or dad, and let's just hold on to that. Well, that doesn't work. After the year of death, that would be fraud to claim that homestead exemption. So don't let them fall into that trap. On the other hand, the person living in the property may have the right to a homestead exemption, or at least a fraction of it. So be sure that they know to claim that, help them with the application if they need that help, and that would be a good service. But let's look now a little more about the mechanics of establishing the client's or somebody's right to the property. If there's no will, or if the beneficiaries of the will and all heirs at law will sign an affidavit of heirship, then do that and send a copy to the Central Appraisal District with your their letter saying this person's deceased, but this is who owns the property now. It may even be sufficient to allow sale of the property if you can engage one of the title companies that understand that estate recovery does not have a lien. It does not have an interest in the property, as Patty Sichler told us in no uncertain terms. So, and Old Republic Title Company is at least one of those. So they don't require a release from the Medicaid program. So you may find just, it's only been in the last few months that title companies have been willing to not require the release. You may find you can sell it even though you didn't think you could.